מסכת תמורה פרק ג' משנה ד', הלו אף הנדבה או להי, מה בין דברי רבי אלעזר לדברי חכם? We had in the previous Mishnah that a tmur is asham, and a black tmur is asham, and an asham on which the Baam died, or the Baam with Neschapa Ba'acher, in all these cases the asham is sent out to pass until it gets the mum. It is then sold, and the proceeds of the sale, according to the Tanakam, is used to buy olos nedaba, which are olos sibor, and according to Rabbi Elazar, the proceeds of the sale is used to buy an olas yachid. And the Mishnah asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? They both agree that you buy an olah with the proceeds of the sale. What's the difference if it's an olah nedaba or an olah siyachit? So the Mishnah answers, Ela b'zman shehi b'achoba hu somach alaha u'meidi alaha m'sachim u'm'sachaya mishalo. If the proceeds of the sale is used to buy an olah choba, meaning an olah siyachit, so therefore, since it's an olah siyachit, the balam of the asham is considered the balam of the olah, so therefore, he is the one that is somach alaha, he is somach if you die on the korban before it is shechted. And he is the one that has to bring the mincha and the sachan together with the korban, the solos of the mincha, and the yayin, and the mesachah is paid for by himself. He has to pay for it out of his own pocket. Vim haya kohen. And if the balam of the asham with the kohen, avodasa the ora shalom, when he brings the ola, he can do the avodos himself, even if it's not his mishmor, the dinner. When a kohen brings his own korban, even if it's not his mishmer, he can do the avodos of that korban, and he can keep the or, the hide of the olah for himself, as the din is the hide of the olahs are given to the kohen of that mishmer, but a kohen that brings an olah can keep the hide for himself, even though it's not his own mishmer, and the hide is the only thing given to the kohen from an olah, as the entire olah is consumed on the Mizbeach besides the hide. With his mind, he bought the Nadava, but according to the Tanakhama, that the proceeds of the sale is used to buy olos Nadava, which are olos Sibor, ain't a somachala. The Baam of the Asham is not so much as he died on the olah, since it's not his olah, it's an olos Sibor. Vena may be Allah Nesachim. And the Baam of the Asham does not have to bring the Minchat Nesachim that is brought with the olah. Unesachaha Mishal Sibor. Instead, the Sibor pays for the Minchat Nesachim that is brought with the olos nedava, since it's an olos sibor, afal pishu hu kohen avodasa avora shall anche mishmor. According to the Tanakhama, that we use the proceeds of the sale to buy olos sibor, even if the balam of the asham is a kohen, the avodos of this ola and the hide of the ola is given to the anche mishmor. The anche mishmor would do the avoda and receive the hide, as the kohen who is the balam of the asham cannot do the avodas himself, since it's not his korban, nor can he receive the hide. Somebody has a korban b'chor or ma'aser behema and makes a tmura from them, uvlada, and the blood, uvlad vlada, atzof olam, and the blood, and this goes on forever, meaning the blood, and so on and so forth. Ha'elu ki b'chor k'ma'aser be'yachlu b'mumam lebalam. The tmura and the blood have the same din as the b'chor ma'aser itself, and they're eaten after they get a mum by the balam of the b'chor for the Miser. Now that which the Mishnah said, they had the same din as the Bechor and Miser, not to say that they can be brought to the Korban on the Mizbeach, because that is not the case. What the Mishnah is telling us, that they have the same din as the Bechor and Miser after they get a Mum. Here also the Tmura and the Vlah, we would wait until it gets a Mum, and then we would shock it after it shocked it has the same din as a Korban Bechor and Miser Behema. Ma ben a Bechor ba Miser lebein kar kachem. What's the difference between a Bechor and a Miser Behema and other kachim? We're talking here where the Bechor or Miser had a mum. And a Bechor or Miser that has a mum has different dinim than other kachim that have a mum. Shekar kachim in karim be'itlid, v'nishchatim be'itlid, v'nishkalim be'litra. Chut min ha-Bechor u'min ha-Miser. All other kachim, after it gets a mum, it is redeemed and it becomes chulim. So therefore it could be sold be'itlid in the shuk, in the marketplace, and it also could be shachted in the marketplace. And when we sell the basar from this kachim that has been redeemed, we can sell it for litter with regular weight, with the exception of a korban b'chor and ma'aser behema. The b'chor and ma'aser behema that get a mum, even though now it could be eaten by the balam of the ma'aser behema and the b'chor, but it cannot be sold for itlis. We can't sell the meat in the marketplace, nor can we shacht it in the marketplace. And when we sell the meat, we cannot weigh it with regular weights. The reason being is doing all of these things is a zilgul to be zayin to the Bechor Ma'aser. Even though it has a mum now, it cannot be brought to the korban, but it still has to be treated differently than regular buses, as opposed to other kashrut that have a mu'. And it is redeemed, even though it still has a certain amount of kedusha, even after it's redeemed, still chacham allow to sell it in the marketplace, to shop it in the marketplace. The reason being is that the person who redeems the kashrut after it gets the mu'. He will pay more for the redemption if he knows he can sell it in the marketplace and shop it in the marketplace. And the money that is used for the redemption is used to buy another korban. So therefore, chacham want that more money should be given in the redemption, so they allow the person who redeems it to shecht in the marketplace and to sell it in the marketplace. As opposed to a korban b'chor and ma'aser behema, when it gets a mum, it's not redeemed at all. No other korban is brought in its place. Simply, it's eaten by the baal. The baal of the ma'aser behema is a Yisrael, and the baal of the b'chor is a kohen. The Yisrael has to give the b'chor to the kohen. And the baal eats the b'chor, and the ma'aser have to get the mum without breaking any other korban in its place. So therefore, the chacham saw no reason to allow you to mezazel on the b'chor and the ma'aser, and to sell it in the marketplace, to shecht it in the marketplace, and to sell the meat with regular weight. The Yeshlehem Pidyon, Vilotmurusim Pidyon, Chutzman Abachor, Umina Meiser. Another difference between a Bachor and Meiser and other Korbanos is that other Korbanos have Pidyon. Once it gets a Mum, it's redeemed, and the money that is used for the redemption is used to buy another Korban. And also the Tmuros of other Kachim has redemption, with the exception of Bachor and a Meiser. Bachor and a Meiser, even after it gets the mum, it's not redeemed. It's simply eaten by the balam of the b'chor and ma'aser. Uban mechutz la'aretz la'aretz chutz min ha'b'chor min ha'ma'aser. Another difference between other kachim and b'chor and ma'aser is that somebody who's makdish any other kachim in chutz la'aretz, he would bring it to Eretz Yisrael to bring it on the mizbeach. With the exception of a korban b'chor and ma'aser behema, somebody who has a b'chor and ma'aser behema in chutz la'aretz chaschila, he should not bring it to Eretz Yisrael to bring it on the mizbeach. Instead, he should keep it in chutz la'aretz and wait until it gets a mum. In bal tmimin yikrvu, v'im bali mumin yeyachlu b'mumin labal. Even though the chaschila we said you should not bring a b'chor and a ma'aser behema to Eretz Yisrael from chutz la'aretz, if it is bought from chutz la'aretz, if it's tmimin, it doesn't have a mum, so then it could be bought on the mizbeach, even though it was bought from chutz la'aretz. But if it's a bal mum, in such a case, the bal would eat it b'mumin, meaning now that it has a mum. Amar Rabbi Shimon ma'atam. Rabbi Shimon said, what's the reason that other kachim are brought from chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael? Well, b'chor and ma'aser v'chatzchila are not brought to Eretz Yisrael. Sh'al b'chor ba ma'aser yesh lehem parnasa b'mkoyma. U'shar ko kachim af al pi sh'noilu lehem mum hari elu b'kdushasim. The difference is that a b'chor and ma'aser, they have parnasa b'mkoyma. Meaning to say, there's a takana you can do. In other words, even if the b'chor and ma'aser is not brought to Eretz Yisrael, you have what to do with it. You can let it out to pasture, wait until it gets the mum, and then it could be eaten by the balam in chutzlar. As opposed to other kachim, even after it gets a mum, it still has kedusha, meaning to say it still has to be redeemed, and the money that is used for the redemption has kedusha, and that money has to go towards buying another korban. So either way, you're going to have to bring a korban to Eretz Yisrael at some point. It doesn't help that it got a mum, as it has to be redeemed, and the money that is used for the redemption also is used to buy a korban, and that korban has to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. So in any case, you have to bring some korban to Eretz Yisrael, either the original korban or a different korban, after it gets a mum, it's redeemed, so therefore, you might as well bring the original korban before it gets a mum to Eretz Yisrael.